Welcome to the round table.
Oh my gosh.
Wait. Stop the party.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...
I hate it when someone texts you on WhatsApp and you don't know their number. Like, Senshiva, like, down, Akwaz. Like, hey, Avi, where would you? And you're like, what the hell?
Damn.
And you're like...
And then they have that weird profile picture that you don't, that you can't see, Bangubani.
I just have to have WhatsApp for my job.
But imagine getting a WhatsApp call from a number that you don't know.
I don't take them.
Do you take calls on Instagram, bruh?
Oh, hell no. Oh. Do I look like I take calls from Mr.
Justice, hell. That's like number 100 of craziness.
Ingono ku Facebook. Ewes. Endi gqibayo. Le. Yaku Messenger. Yabo. Just because you know my name. Because on Facebook, most you can't be... Back in the day, we used to just put our names. Avuwe Thompson, not Avuwe Brilliant, Ladybug.
Pink Body.
Pink Body. You know, Mesmerize, something. I don't know. I'm being extra. No. Avuwe Thompson, you know, and you're like, okay, just because you know me doesn't give you a right to call me on Messenger. So I got this thing. If you're not my friend on Facebook.
Yeah. You're blocked out.
You're not blocked out. Okay. I have to accept your message. Oh. You send a message request.
Oh, okay.
If I know you and I know that, oh, Mklaumbi, you're calling me for, I don't know, something important.
Yeah. But it's usually business that you get called for on thingy, right?
Not on Messenger. I've never had that.
You've never had someone come at you on Messenger for business?
Text, but not a call.
Oh, no. Not a call. I was talking about text as well.
Oh, definitely.
Of course.
I read those.
Yeah. Because that's where most business comes from anyway, right? Like social media.
I have to be active on social media. I have to be.
But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Episode 3. Man, exciting times. Yes, man. Crazy weekend that we had. But wait, before we get into that, I want to send a big shout out to my boy Viewer for hooking us up with a little promo for the round table. This is the first of many. We got Red Bull on the table right now. Mm-hmm. Man, Viewer got me super excited to do this kind of thing. This is the first of many. I actually spoke to my boy. I was like, dude, I want to do a little something for the round table. And he pulled up. He was like, yo, I'm going to hook you up with some product to promote. But shout out to you, Viewer. I totally appreciate what you did for the table. We appreciate what you did for the table. I need to start saying we, because now it's becoming a team. It's becoming a solid thing.
Yeah.
We're growing.
Yeah.
There's two of us right now. This is my co-host, Aviwe. My co-host with the most.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, dude. But how are you feeling, man? You good?
I'm good. Thank you once again, Viewer, for keeping us hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Giving us the wings and things.
Wings and things.
Yeah, man.
Thank you so much. I've been enjoying Red Bull. That's why we're coming with so much energy, guys, today. Because we had a hectic weekend. So, Viewer, big ups, man.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, this was amazing. We had a whole lot of Red Bull throughout the whole weekend. That's why the cans are already looking a little shock right now. Because we had quite a number of them. Because we were tired, man. This weekend has been very taxing. Has been very crazy on our bodies. The driving up and down and all of that. But before we get into how the weekend was, I also want to thank everyone for tuning in and watching our video. Man, how do you feel about the numbers? How do you feel about the messages and everything?
So positive, so much love. I was so nervous about every single thing. When the video went up, I was like, I can't do this. In fact, I was in PJs the whole entire day. under my blankets, and I was like, Spulel, no, can't do this. So I was like, calm down, Uzoba, right? But I think he was also anxious.
Yeah, I was, totally.
He didn't know what the change would do, but yeah, man, appreciate the love.
Totally appreciate it. Totally so appreciate much love. It, man.
So much positive feedback. Man, I love the round table. Ah.
Appreciate you guys tuning in, all 155 of you, or however many you are right now, because I haven't checked. We just came from load shedding right now, so we are shooting by the time you guys see this. Yeah, we'll probably be onto something else, looking for more content for you guys, because hey man, but it's been crazy.
Looking for content. Yeah. Every conversation I have now is like content, Galena.
Literally.
My sister, content, Galena. I feel like, yeah, it's content. Don't even know what to say anymore. Like, yeah, it's content.
Every single little thing that we even come across, you're like, this is content. This is content. Content, if you want me to get into content, dude, this weekend, got pulled over by like 3 times in a space of 2 days. I think guys dines kwakwalala or something. I need to go wash at the beach, or maybe use like classic yogurt, plain yogurt on my face with
not just plain, double cream plain.
Hey man, dog.
That expensive one, like Bruh. Double cream plain yogurt.
Yo,
you need to like exfoliate with it. Dude. I don't know, or something, because you got pulled over 3 times in 2 days.
But the second instance of being pulled over was the most hectic.
I think that one was the most illegal one.
Yeah, I've got PTSD from that one. I'm telling you, bro.
And Ukleki, but
how crazy was that scene, dog?
Tell them what happened.
So we're driving down from Port Elizabeth, driving to Queenstown, man. There's road works on the way there. Stop and goes and all of that, cool beans, no stress. We chilled, man. We're having a good trip, playing nice music, having conversation in the car. We all good, be nice, right? And then all of a sudden, we're getting into into Queenstown. Fucking white polo comes through and overtakes me, right? I'm like, what the hell's going on? Overtakes me in a solid line. Mm. We're not allowed to overtake. And then this guy overtakes me. Starts slowing down next to me. Cop car pulls up behind me. I'm like, okay, what's happening? But did you chocho? Because they're doing something illegal, right? Overtaking in a barrier line. I'm like, it's going down for you, my guy. And then slowly but surely, I see myself slowing down. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And then I slow down to a halt, stop the car. I want to try and find out what's happening. Piti, someone comes out of the white polo that drove next to me. And then they come towards the car. I open my window because the blue light started flashing in the cop car behind me. So I'm like, okay, which one? Yabo? Mm-hmm. I want to know what's going on. I pull down the window just for a bit. And then I see, you know, these new cars, when you press the window in a state and you press it hard, the whole thing goes down. So it goes down and I'm like, okay. This guy is coming close to the car, starts fiddling with the handle, and tells me to get out of the car. I'm like, hey, Ivana, which one is this one?
Okay. And at this point, I'm thinking we're getting hijacked.
Dude. I'm like, which one is this? And then
my mind completely switched, but there are cops behind us. I was like, no ways. And the car was branded, ne?
Yeah. The cop car was branded. The car that pulled up next to us wasn't branded. And then this guy gets out of the car, starts fiddling with the handle, is like, yo, get out of the car. I'm like, hey. Pull me more, Dwayne. I'm like, no, wait, hold up. And then a cop pulls up behind him, right? I think that guy was in uniform. Was he in uniform or not?
No, there wasn't uniforms there.
Yeah, he wasn't in uniform. No one flashed ID to be like, yo, we cops or whatever. No one said anything. No one explained anything. And then the cop pulls up and then he says, no, I know these people. Let them go. And then, poof, they disappeared like Casper.
No, bye. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about this whole situation. Nothing. I'm like, what the hell's going on, man? But then we started the car and we left. But what I have to say, I don't think that's legal though. I don't think that's legal.
No.
Anati, my boy, you are a lawyer. Hit me up. Hit me up, Bachi.
You know, I was so upset about the whole situation because we were not in the wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you say. We were not in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I guess, one of those things. My dad always says the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
I guess. But my daughter was in the back.
Yeah.
We are, it's just the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what was happening. It just happened so quick. And I was just upset at everyone at that moment. I was even upset at him. I was like, no, but why did you stop?
There was no other way because the car came in front of me and was trying to push me off the road. So I had to slow down.
But okay, cool. I get it. But you know, I think law enforcement officers really sometimes take chances.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they don't need to be as aggressive because that guy didn't have to pull on the door like that because we've been through a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, we've been through a lot. I've been through, especially with that car. I've been through a lot with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just don't want, I'm very sensitive at the moment. I don't want you to do anything. I don't want anything with the cop. I'm a good citizen.
Yeah.
Good citizen.
You don't do funny things.
I don't do funny things, you know?
Mm.
And no, man, I didn't understand that situation. And I think you really just let them off. Like, but yeah.
No, man, I got a call. So they started explaining things and then I got a call. Well, I spoke to someone and then that person spoke to the people that were doing this kind of this thing to us. And then they were like, no, very sorry because of wada. I don't want to get into details because it's cop stuff. But yeah, man, that happened. And then getting into Queenstown, everything was chilled. Everything was lit. It was okay. And then load shedding fell upon us.
At 11 p.m. And me thinking, me always taking note of when load shedding is.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. So it's just an hour.
Yeah. You know?
It's like, no, load shedding is like at 11, it's like at 12, going at 1, you know.
And you're always keeping track of like the.
I always tell everyone load shedding is in an hour or load shedding is at 12 or load shedding is at whatever. Oh my word, I didn't understand when it was from 11 to 20 past 3 because I woke up at 20 past 3 because the alarm went off. I was like, oh my word, Queenstown? Really?
Can you imagine like that Red Guard alarm? It hits here.
Especially when you're sleeping.
When you're sleeping, it's 3 a.m., dog. It hits here.
You sleep here.
You're like, which one?
Sleeping from PTSD.
Sleeping from PTSD from the cops. Hey, man. But which stage is it now? Which level? What's happening?
It's a stage. The stage 5 now.
Oh, yeah?
We came from stage 6, which okay. I think... I don't remember us ever being at stage 6. All these stages actually basically mean that if it's stage 6,
yeah.
It means that at least for 6 hours of the day, we okay. will be without electricity.
That hurts, man.
So, I don't know if it's like 4 hours, but I'm trying to count if it's like 11 to 12, then it's 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Then you should be without for 3 hours again. But you know how it is. Queenstown, it's...
Queenstown also has its own Queenstown load shedding.
Yes, its own Queenstown load shedding.
Yeah.
And that one is hectic.
Dude, we live in a country where... our electricity just disappears because of the supply, and the demand of electricity. And it just goes away for like maybe an hour, 2, 3, 4 hours a day.
Mm, mm, mm.
That's for my American, rounders there. Cause I saw that there's someone tuning in there.
You know?
Someone tuning in there. Very international boys. Very international boys tuning in there. Even Belgium.
How you doing?
I see you, Belgium. That's for my people out there. Just to understand, give a bit more context on, what load shedding is. It's basically us, getting cut off electricity for a couple of hours of the day. So other areas can get electricity as well. So we're basically sharing.
Borrowing.
Know? Borrowing. Yeah.
Someone said, we actually, load shedding is basically us borrowing each other electricity.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
basically what it is.
Yeah. Basically, that's what it is. So we go through that. We've been going through that for the past how many years now? How many years has it been since the other guy took over?
I know that stats say that it's been ever since beginning of the year, we've had like load shedding for 1,632 hours.
Damn.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but yeah.
That's about how many days?
68 days.
68 days.
That's like over 2 months.
Yeah, I understand.
Over 2 months that we haven't had electricity.
Yeah.
Imagine how crazy that is. But you know what?
Yeah.
This guy on Twitter says to me he lives in an area where all the ministers, he has a few ministers that live in that area.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what? There's no load shedding.
Yeah?
Yeah,
that's hectic.
Yeah.
No, man, these guys suck.
I'm serious. Can you imagine? Ashume was even saying, I don't think Ramaphosa has load shedding. He doesn't even care about us because we study from home, we work from home, we do all of these things, and then
I like that.
Gone.
Yeah, he has solar panels and generators for days, so he's good.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, maybe even if it does, at that time, there will obviously be electricity because Mosi's the big shot. He's the guy. He is the guy. But yeah, man, load shedding sucks big time because it stops you from doing so much. We've become very dependent on electricity for everything that we do, right?
I don't even know how to think without electricity because you're thinking about work and you're like, oh, okay, so let me do this, let me do that. But you can't do a lot because there's no electricity.
Yeah.
Electricity means Wi-Fi, means your laptop is working, means your TV is working, means, I don't know, it means work.
Yeah.
For us, it means production. And there's no production. And I don't know how other companies are surviving, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know because some people cannot even afford the gas for a generator.
Dog, how can we afford gas for a generator? How can we even afford the generator itself? Because everything is just super expensive right now.
Jonga, a liter of petrol is like 22 rand something, but basically 23 rand.
Yeah.
Imagine.
It's crazy, bro.
You have to have petrol for your own car. Now you have to have petrol to live.
It's crazy, man. It's really crazy. And it doesn't mean just because you've got a generator doesn't mean that you can power up everything, every single little thing in the house.
Yeah.
And sometimes with the whole being in Queenstown situation, you've got people that lose food through this whole thing of losing electricity for such a long time.
Mm.
You know, other people's food goes bad because of the amount of hours that they don't have electricity.
Mm.
So it is kind of hectic, man. It's affecting everyone in a very negative way. And businesses, you know, some businesses are getting affected kakhulu as well.
Yeah, they are.
It's almost like another lockdown.
It is like another lockdown. Mm. I think it is because you're not productive. Some people even leave work.
Yeah.
Because if you go to any shops in that don't have generators, they're actually closed.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they're closed because you also can't risk. There's a lot of crime. Wait, before I say anything, there's a lot of crime that comes with load shedding.
True.
That's another thing. I have a very big problem with load shedding, especially in the late hours of the evening.
Yeah.
There's so much crime that happens because people take advantage of the situation that, okay, no one can see us.
Yeah.
You know? And we can get away with so much because I know that I have to lock everywhere if I know there's going to be load shedding.
Yeah.
I lock even myself in.
Yeah.
You know, because what can you do? Because someone is just going to walk up to your yard and just, you know, do whatever they want to do because they're taking advantage of the fact that there's no light.
Yeah.
And you can't see them. So.
It sucks, man.
Come
on. It sucks. It really sucks.
Come on, Eskom. We can do better.
I don't know, man.
Come on, Ramaphosa.
Big figures that were put in this other article that I read about us trying to fix this whole Red Bull. this whole load shedding situation. Very, very big numbers that they put there. Like billions, bro, to sort out this thing. And also these power stations that keep blowing up.
Apparently, there were five that blew up.
Yeah.
And then the four got fixed, and then the other one it affected another one, and I don't know, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just crazy. Oh my gosh! Like, am I supposed to have my phone on at work? This is work.
Fine, this is part of it.
It is what it is, man. This leads me to the conversation of Xhosa people. Have you seen how aggressive Xhosa people are when it comes to this whole load shedding thing? And just aggressive, like, in general.
My niece knows when they just it comes back. She's like, yeah!
She's how old?
She's
a year and something, and, right?
A year and 3 months.
Yeah. She goes crazy months. When the electricity like, comes back.
She's like, yeah! It's like a party.
It's the cutest thing ever, though. But, dude, like, have you seen how aggressive we are, though?
Everyone's like, today.
Yeah.
Today, I felt like standing there and be like, why?
Yeah, man.
Like, no. Why are you bumbani?
As much as we are, like, super aggressive, we also, us Xhosa people, we also have that cool side to us, though. Right?
You know how I feel about this.
Yeah, talk to
you
me.
You know how I feel about this. Xhosa people, I do not understand why is it think as a cool.
Mm.
Just because, you know, Xhosa is aggressive.
Very
it's
aggressive.
An aggressive language. Not the clicks, besides the clicks.
Yeah.
It's just an aggressive language because even the Khoi Khoi, they said, someone did some research and said that the Khoi Khoi used to call Xhosa people Xhosa.
Yeah.
Xhosa, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So, they're like, that's where Xhosa is derived from. The word Xhosa is derived from. Xhosa meaning angry men.
Yeah.
So, that means that we are angry. We are really angry. Even when we are happy,
yeah.
We are angry. Even when we are, like, there's so much aggression. There's no gentleness in the language. It's not like Zulu. Zulu is like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When someone is going to come and hit you before they come and hit you. You know, they're standing there and they're like, "Jonga apa sokundi khela kakum, that would crack as a woman go boom one." And you're like, okay, it's going down. It is actually going down. You wanna go? Aye, son.
It's going down. Yeah, dog. Yo.
But you know, pa, kana utu is umzulu is coming towards you. You don't even, you're unaware that they're coming to hit you because they're like, no, Zukshaya, you know?
Exactly. The only thing that gives it away is the sound of the voice, how the voice sounds, how loud they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, man, it's the word.
You are, it's Xhosa, Joe. Ungamoyikum Xhosa. Go teta ka.
Yeah.
Ube teta ka. Afaga ba atu gengo ka, ike isugile gengo.
Hi, Chonga, isugile.
When the cues come in.
Couldn't you tell me I end was like, can you swear? And I'm like,
yeah.
What do you mean? I was like, no, like, it's Xhosa, bruh. Like, you know, put in the cues. Put in. I'm like, no. Like, okay, I do know the words.
Yeah. It's not something that you.
It's not something that I do. It's not in my my vocab, you know?
Yeah.
You are, asana, funakala sometimes, you know? Like, hey, but.
I think what makes me what makes me understand that kind of language and be someone that can use it at times is the fact that I went to a boys, Queens. I got to Queens and I was in grade 4, right?
Yeah.
And they were using like, hey, shut up, yabo, in assembly, and I was like, hey, this is yabo, it's very aggressive, and it was the white boys and Xhosa boys. Black boys, I'm like, hey man, why is everyone saying shut up? And then as we grew, the language started changing.
Oh goodness.
And then that's when the Q's started coming in, that S's started coming in, and I'm like, yo, guys, this is hectic.
And the thing is, you know, with boys' school, you guys swear with both languages.
Yeah.
It's like, it's completely fine.
Yeah.
Because I remember when you started doing this and I was like,
yeah. But it's gotten to a point where I know when to do it and I know when not to do it. I could never make a mistake and like blab out in front of this.
Don't lie. It was one time you were driving. You know, road rage is something else, guys.
Oh,
road rage is something else. We were in Cape Town. Dude, my love. Everyone knows.
It to me, Lefuti on the podcast. It to me, Lefuti on the podcast. No, man.
That time, I couldn't even breathe.
Yo.
I had makeup on.
Yeah, no, I lost it that day.
My dad was in the back. My mom was in the back. My daughter was in the back. And I was in the front with him. And he just went off at the sky. Oh, my word. I laughed so hard. I couldn't even breathe. My dad didn't even know what to say. My dad just sat there. And my dad's a very quiet person. He just kept quiet. I laughed because you know me.
Yeah.
And then you were like, shut up! You're making things worse! I saw the Dijoma Watini.
Oh, man.
I saw the Dijoma Watini.
We were in Cape Town, right?
We were in Cape Town, yeah. And there were robots, and then you were supposed to go straight.
Yeah.
And this guy was supposed to turn.
He was indicating. And then he ended up going straight, ne?
Yeah, he ended up going straight, and then he ended up standing with us at the robot or something.
Yes, yes.
I remember, and then
I looked that way. I looked that way.
You could see that I was laughing all the time.
This one was laughing throughout. I'm like, dude, I'm taking this.
It was killing me, bro. Yeah. I couldn't hold it.
That was super funny, though.
It was insane. I shame. Now I was gonna wear makeup. I had to get a tissue. My mom was like, "I'm going to be bad."
Exactly. She's making it so worse, man. But coming back to the language, dude, and how cool Xhosa people are compared to Zulu. I think I got very exposed to isiZulu through the wife.
Yes.
Dog, how do you feel about the wife?
But you know me. You know me.
Bro.
Because you know me.
Yo, dog.
But, Ebona, you see, the thing is, the difference between that Xhosa and Zulu thing.
Yeah.
Chrom was very respectful.
Yeah.
She comes off as very respectful.
Mm-hmm.
And she's this calm character and whatever. And Mandisa, hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Chonga.
Yeah. The calm and the cool.
Mandisa, that's a picornia. You know? So, the calm and the cool. I don't know. Cool.
The calm and the cool. Because Xhosa's cool. Cool away, it's all good. And so, Mandis, young cars. Cool, but away.
The brothers feel about Mandis. All of them feel the same way. Yeah, well,
okay.
Mandis doesn't respect.
Yeah. Okay.
Doesn't
yeah,
respect them.
I get you.
And, and the reason why she doesn't respect them is because the guy treats her with no respect.
Yeah.
And she feels disrespected because she's done so much for the family,
yeah,
and she's not even being recognized.
Yeah.
So obviously she's going to feel that way.
Very wild.
That's why I'm saying the calm and the cool. The calm and the wild. She's very wild.
The calm and the wild.
Oh, she's wild, Mandisa.
Yeah.
Sabi kotia. Yeah. I guess some kapa. You can see I've watched it a lot of times.
That's so many times. Avio has told me things that I didn't even know about the wife. And I think you introduced me to it, right?
No. Actually, it was the other way around. You introduced me to it.
Yeah. I think I was talking to a friend of mine and then she was like, yo, dude, this thing, this thing is cool. I'm reading the book and there's something that's coming out on Showmax, based on the book, what. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm gonna check it out. I went through the book a couple of times, but I'm not like big on reading.
Mm-hmm.
I do like reading, like the things that I'm interested in, but this wasn't it up until I watched.
Yeah.
Then I was like, which one is this one? Dog. Umkele, guys.
I think that's your favorite character.
Yeah, definitely. That's my favorite character, man.
He's my favorite character as well. But he's very toxic.
I think maybe it's that toxicity that I like.
Okay. Okay.
No, man. He kind of shows, kind of reminds me of, myself in a way, but not Bobo Toxic, you know, the kind of love that he has. Yabo, I'm a lover.
Okay. Yabo? But what about, okay, we must not forget the fact that Ewe, he is a lover, ne?
Yeah.
But he is also
very passionate. He's a very passionate lover. Yes. Let me put it like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he is also very toxic and very abusive.
Yeah.
He's abusive and akakonda kad. Because at first, we're like, okay.
Comes across maybe, as a sweetheart.
You know, maybe he does this, he does this whole aggro, toxic nonsense there outside in the street. But then when he brings it back home, even when he's not married to the girl, and you're like, oh my gosh, like this is hectic. You can't be doing this to your girlfriend, bruh. Mm-hmm. You can't. And Naya, she stands up for herself. She's like, you know what? You can't do this.
Yeah.
She goes home. She's like, you know what? If this, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
You know, but Umkhele, he shows us two sides to him that we, Yamana, that loving side.
Mm.
It makes us love him to the point where we forgive the abusive side.
Yeah.
But I don't really forgive it. But
framing theory, we just studied what's going on.
That's that theory where they push like a certain, they make a certain character look a certain way. To the point where you can actually forget about their actions and focus on maybe the kind of person that they are.
Yabo? Yeah.
Yeah. Like what happens on Power?
Uh-huh.
Yabo?
Uh-huh.
What happens on Power, you can forget that Ghost is, what he is. That monster that can shoot someone in the head and go back to their family and be a very loving person when it comes to their side chick, because I'm Tanda like Angela Wag. So that's that thing. That's what it's called. It's called the framing theory. That's what I recently learned about students. What's happening? What's happening, journalism students? But yeah, man, that's recently something that I picked up. And yo, dude, like, the wife is hella crazy. I don't know what's gonna happen with this new season that's coming up right now. Cosmos, they're letting go of like a lot of people from the cast. Is it even true? I don't know.
Is it even true? Because I heard that so many people are leaving.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't think the production will be the same.
It won't be
if they do leave.
It can't be.
Because inqabile man lando apo. You know, back in the day when we used to watch Generations, used to be okay. Landoba, kuwambe uzibani, kuwambe hlambda masithi kuwambe aviwe.
Yeah.
Ebe ekta
ukeketwe. It's like Generations after everyone left. Yabo?
Okay. No, but Generations galo, when everyone left, a new cast, a completely new cast came in.
And we still messed with it. Like, we still watched.
No, I didn't.
That's what I'm trying to say, galoko, that It's
but Kaloko, they didn't replace people because they have to replace people. Oh. There still has to be I was about to say a Mondli. There still has to be a Zandile. Mm. There still has to be a Naledi. There still has to be Naledi and Zandile. But how are you going to replace them? Because remember on the Queen, we thought Ukiya will be replaced.
Oh yeah.
Ukiya wasn't
replaced.
She died.
Yeah.
And that was just it. And sometimes That's just how it is in production.
Yeah.
A character dies and that's it. Because we were like, no, Sambulo died.
Yeah.
You know? And then the last episode that we got, Sambulo was around.
Yeah.
And they're like, huh? Okay. Maybe we're going to see what's going to happen. And the next thing. And Gengoku, they can't not be around. Because the newspaper article, it shows what they do for a living. And it shows, it implicates all of them.
Understand? Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's either maybe they will...
Because most pillars with them printing out that article.
So, Tina, episode one, Yala, following season, is going to be that. And also, when Naledi is taken by God knows who.
Oh, yeah.
So, obviously, it has to carry on from where it left off.
Why are they changing the cast? Because I think now we were actually pulled
towards the show by the people that act there.
Exactly. The and cast. They will always be, it used to be Nomzamo. No.
I don't watch Aspire that much.
I also didn't. I think I stopped it when
That was scary, but it was proper production, I guess.
But I know there are the couple of
okay.
Couple of the
Yeah. But what are you currently watching? Is there anything that you're watching currently? Something new? What's happening with this Lord of the Rings thing? It's not my style.
It's not my style. I don't.
Even Game of Thrones, you didn't.
I wasn't on that wave.
I don't know, man. We're pretty weird, bro. Why don't we?
I don't know. I've never been interested in.
Apparently, this thing is on episode 4 now, and I've seen so many people talking about it. I think maybe I'll just hop on just to see what's going on.
I'll pop on Netflix. It's fine.
Yeah.
Watch the Brave ones. I know that just came out.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you next week how it goes.
Yeah.
And also, there's this other. Oh gosh, there's this other toxic. I don't know why I like watching this thing.
What's going on?
It's a story of your mama that, I don't know whether she did something to her kids.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know what it's called, but I'll tell you next week. I'll probably watch that and the Brave Ones as well.
Okay. No, definitely will, but we'll definitely update you. I'll watch what's happening on Lord of the Rings. It's not really my thing though, but I'll check it out just for the sake of the podcast.
for content purposes.
But man, is there anything else that you want to hit on? Anything that you want to talk about before we get into announcements?
No, not really.
Yeah.
No,
there hasn't been much that's been happening, I think, or maybe we're just absent from social.
No, I know that's something that's really big is the Queen's funeral. I just don't want to get into it.
Yeah, and well, even if, like, not that we don't want to get into it, but I think it's also something that's not really, it doesn't really...
We'll get into Harry and Meghan.
Next week.
Harry and Meghan.
So, we've got a couple of announcements to make.
Yeah. We've got that segment now. What are the boys saying now?
Okay. We've got a couple of announcements, man. We're dropping on Mondays. What time? 3.
You
four.
Said,
6.
No, you said 4.
4, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Let's keep that, slot opened in our Monday schedule. So on Mondays at 4, we're dropping definitely. This is coming out on Tuesday because of, load shedding, right? All of that. Dude, also we've realized that we've got a little community going on. We've become like a little family type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be nice to get like, people that we're going to, like products and stuff like that, just to promote on the show, you know? If you've got a little something going on, maybe something that can save us from load shedding and whatever, you can just hit us up and then we'll advertise, you know?
Yeah.
So let's come and build. Let's become this family and build each other up, build each other's businesses. That's what I believe in, especially black businesses, you know? Masbamba neni and let's grow together. And then, also what you can do is hit up Anari Deco for all your events coordination, everything that's got to do with events. We got you. And another B&B as well in Queenstown, number 3 Warner Street. If you go past the building, they have their numbers on the border that's outside, but also I'll be dropping every single detail about all the announcements in the description below. Sorry. And yeah, man, basically I think that's about it. And also for your livestock needs, I got you. Hit me up. Inbox, text, whatever, if you have my number, or you can just comment below and then I'll come back to it and then maybe we can take the conversation to WhatsApp or maybe like phone call or whatever. For every single thing that you need, we got you. Guys, I want to thank you again for pulling through to the podcast. We totally appreciate the support, appreciate the positive messages that you guys have been sending us.
Yeah.
Like, subscribe, comment, stick with us, Shoba Fett.
Okay, so I guess you took my tagline. Like, that's my tagline.
Hey, man. I stole it. I don't know how to close, but anyway, we are on Roundtable.
See you next week. Bye.
Sure, guys.